If you want to be my friend,
okay,
you better go and get a pen. Maybe we can keep in touch, maybe, I don't know, maybe. Like they did in the old days, it wasn't so long ago. And I wish you well.
It's like a rock lobster.
Sign your pen, pals.
Man, you are a musical mimic.
Thank you.
That's your
That's
next
the
album.
Nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
You were doing a really good, there's an era of like old school country where it's just somebody in that, their voice is kind of like on a good pitch and they're just talk singing.
It's so perfect.
Right.
If the guitar falls into the right place, you're like, this is the best song ever written. And I told her to get out of town. You're like, oh, all right. Yeah. All right. Yeah, she should get out of town. She witnessed a murder.
Like that song, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town.
I don't know it.
By Kenny Rogers?
I don't know who that
dark.
Is. I don't know who he
Kenny
is.
Kenny Rogers? Now we're in a bit town.
Bit town, you folks.
You ready to get out of bit
come
town.
Come on down to bit town. Did I tell you that when I saw Kenny Rogers at
Bonnaroo,
you know how there's obviously the main stage. Kenny Rogers is in like a tent, mm-hmm. packed, mm-hmm. because it's Kenny Rogers.
Right.
And everyone there is like, I can't believe I'm going to see Kenny Rogers.
Yes.
In like truly walked in comfortably. And I was with Jeff Tate. We were maybe like, I don't know, 30 yards away.
Yeah.
Tons of space.
Yeah.
And he's up there and he's like, yeah, this next one, you know, us old folks, they're going to know it, but I bet a lot of y'all aren't going to actually know this song. And then starts The Gambler.
Shut
and it's like,
up.
What do you think? Like, everyone here knows all the words to all the songs you're about to sing, but you're grabbing your Hotel California and you think we don't know it? You think we don't know it?
You're grabbing your
mild,
Hotel California.
I am a mild Kenny Rogers fan. I'm like, I know every word.
Right, because you like music.
Yeah, and I love that he was just like, I bet a lot of y'all just came in here off the chance of, well, let's go see whoever that is. Like, no, everyone in here grew up listening to you because our parents probably loved you.
He's the most unassuming. Do you think Kenny Rogers is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
He should be.
He has to be.
He should be. You know what? Guess who came out and did, I think, two duets? Lionel Richie.
No shit.
Lionel Richie comes out. Kenny Rogers, I think for one of the duets, like stepped aside and let Lionel just take the stage.
Yeah.
Which, by the way,
Kenny
there's
biggest
not a,
hits was a Lionel Richie song, actually.
I mean, those two are there. It's a perfect marriage of their singing style and their music. It's like you guys are almost the same person with like the perfect different spice that each of you brings to it. Anyways, Lionel Richie is giving it everything he has. And I jokingly said to Jeff Tate, I go, I feel like Lionel is filming his audition set for Bonnaroo right now.
Just saying, I could come back.
I think 2 years later, right before either Jack White or Radiohead or something, it was Lionel Richie on the main stage.
Wow.
So, you know, the whole grounds are filled up because you're trying to get a space for the headlining act.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're there to see Lionel Richie. And it goes dark, like the stage goes dark, you know, it's like starting and the, like this sound starts to like get louder and louder. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget this because it was so beautiful. You just hear, hello, hello,
shut
hello.
Up.
And it
shut
echoes up. Out and you can't see anything on the stage. And you just hear that. It's like, it's me, y'all looking, blah, blah, blah. And it's like going out. And then he like starts his set and you could visibly see everybody who knew who Lionel Richie was and people who are like, how does everybody know the words to these songs? And we're talking popular songs.
Yeah.
Which I found more insane than the Kenny Rogers thing. But truly, he's come out and he's doing like the hits.
Dancing on the ceiling.
And you see people are just like looking around while other people are like, I can't believe I'm seeing Lionel Richie right now.
Well, the crazy thing that I've heard about his concerts is he'll also just do songs he wrote but gave to other people.
Yeah.
And so he's doing other people's huge hits too that he owns.
Yes. He's also, every chance he gets, desperately trying to be funny.
Yeah.
And it's so sad to the point it takes away from the music where you're like, just roll medley this shit. Just keep going. Get into some Commodore shit. Like, what are you trying to be funny for? Anyways, that's my Kenny Rogers story, right?
I love it. Well, dude, let's just. Do you want to go?
Do it. Let's do it.
Do you want to go? I mean, we're gonna get sued. We're gonna get sued, but I don't care.
I don't care either. Okay,
good. I got something for you. I told you last week.
Oh my God! What is this?
I've been hanging on to this for you. Just let it sit.
What should I do?
Just let it sit.
Oh,
dude, this is the longest we've ever taken to get there, but
we will get there.
I know. How do you feel?
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
How do you feel about it, Roar?
I love it,
dude. Come with me,
dude.
And you'll be in a world.
Oh God, it's so nice.
Don't you just kind of want to move?
Take a look, and you'll see.
I would come out to this in a show.
Oh, I thought the same exact thing. Dude.
This is how good, if you were in a club show or a theater show and it went dark and this started playing very loudly, you'd have that same Lionel Richie feeling. Like,
yeah,
they're about to come out.
What's something's happening?
What?
I don't know.
I didn't predict this.
Are we even at a comedy show anymore?
I thought a host would just shake his hand as he walked out.
Right. Maybe mess up one of his credits.
Let me see if I can get into what I say at this part. And let's go to the letters. Yeah.
Do you feel like we nailed that?
Yeah, I do.
I feel like we.
Who is that? Give that. Whoever that is credit. What did they do?
Dude, this is called.
It's like the most inappropriate name.
It really? You saw
is
it?
Is it?
I yeah. didn't see it. It's called this. The Wicked is Music
by Crazy Penis. That's great.
How good was that?
Do you think they have reps or a publicist who's like, you guys ever think about the future? Maybe we switch it up. Maybe you're not.
I don't know why their rep is Dennis Miller.
Right.
You guys ever think about flapping on that? I've been that's
good to be here in Tempe, Arizona, where a baby's first words are often, but it's a dry heat. Favorite Dennis Miller joke.
Did,
I'm a Dennis Miller fan, but that's my favorite joke.
Last week, remember I told you I had a thing to give you? That was it.
A Dennis Miller bobblehead?
No, the thing I had to share
kidding.
With you. Oh, you got me.
Why did you wait till now? Just to be in the same room, contact.
Mm-hmm.
COVID.
Yeah.
COVID contact.
Wasn't that nice?
Folks, if you listen to this show, go get vaccinated. Quit playing it. Quit horsing around.
Mm-hmm.
Go get vaxxed.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how everything's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that is? Just happenstance? Or do you think maybe the virus isn't circulating as successfully because people are vaccinated?
Is that what your letter's about? I don't even know.
Not at all. Here we go, folks. This really one's called Paranormal Pals.
Okay.
Dear gentlemen, I recently had a vivid dream where I had somehow traveled back in time to the small Minnesota town I grew up in and could see my elementary age self during recess on the playground. Unfortunately, I woke up as I contemplated what words of wisdom I should impart and how I would go about this. What, if anything, would each of you tell your younger selves, and how would you go about this from a logistical standpoint to not only make you believe you, but also to avoid looking like some kind of child predator? Maybe this isn't so much a Paranormal Pals question as it is maybe one for the DeLorean dudes.
The DeLorean,
DeLorean
dudes.
DeLorean dudes? Your pal, and they put a question mark at the end of DeLorean dudes. Your pal, TC. Love that, TC. TC.
Magnum PI. TC and Rick. Magnum's best friends. Served in Vietnam together.
All right, calm down.
Dude. I love Magnum.
Jacked. He just did two espressis, we call them.
Is that way intense?
What?
Two espresso? I don't know.
I think that's four shots. I think almost every shot of espresso is a double. Lissa, can you confirm that? She doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't care, and that's what hurts
coffee.
The most.
Don't you crash big time?
I think that's possible if you aren't a consistent coffee drinker.
Oh, okay.
For instance, also when people are like, I drink coffee and then I gotta go take a shit. It's like, but if you drink it all the time, your body doesn't keep having that reaction. Your body is like,
well, then what's the fun?
We're
then?
Used to it now. I'll tell you what, those early days, it was a lot of fun. I was like, this is cleaning me out. And I'm at work, get away from the desk, go into the bathroom, kill time. 7 hours and 40 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm. play a little Breaker on my phone.
You know what intrigues me about this? There's so many things I want to say about this letter, but I'll just start simple.
Roll with it.
Is there any... What percentage of Daniel Van Kirk believes that when you do have a dream where you're back in your hometown and there you are, your elementary self, what part of you believes that that is not a dream and maybe that is an opportunity, not in physical form, to communicate with your younger self, but an actual opportunity to do that? So I guess my question is...
Like your consciousness traveled?
Yes. This is something I've been... This is why this letter... I love this letter so much, because I've been recently thinking, what if... You know, people say that there is no past, there's no future, everything is happening all at one time. Meaning that everything in existence is almost like an explosion. Like even as you and I sit here in this and this reality, in this moment, supposedly there is the idea that we're actually living in all of the moments. Yeah. Like you were just born right now. But you're already here. It's all happening.
True Detective made it a joke, but this is the flat circle.
Yes.
It's now like a touchstone joke in our culture, but like time is a flat circle.
Yeah. And it's just happening.
Right.
So there is a part of me that wonders, you know, I love talking about like these ideas, and as absurd as they could be, because there's half of me that goes, well, that's absurd. Everything isn't happening at the same time. And you remember all these things. But then I was like, but I also can't prove that or know it. I can't really, prove most things that have happened in the past, but it does make me wonder if that is true. What if there is some way that you actually can communicate with your younger self? What if there is a way that you could meditate and consciously, I know how all this sounds, but I love this shit.
How do you think it sounds?
I think some people go, well, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I love about it. Is that,
but like,
what
things that are commonplace now,
yeah,
if someone said them 100 years ago, was crazy.
Yes. Like, what if right now, here's an example. What if right now you could, I'm trying to think of something that relates to you, but that makes no sense. I don't know why I'm not just doing it myself. Something I did maybe as a kid that I felt bad about.
Like eating that fish that wasn't 14 inches?
That's great. So the fish that's not 14 inches. What if there was a way that you could sit fully calm, fully focused, and genuinely try to communicate to yourself at that time to say it's okay? To say it's fine that you
do
that.
Oh, so you're saying not to do it. You're saying to not be okay with the decision that was already made.
To be okay with it. Or even say, don't do it.
Okay.
And wonder, is there any chance in the absurd reality of whatever life even is there any chance that your younger self actually can feel that? For instance, when you were eating that bass, was there any part of you during that whole experience where you just said, I don't know, I do think this is probably fine? Do you recall like maybe going like, I mean, you did do it, but it's not like you did it probably feeling guilty the entire time. I'm sure you did that thing where you tried to convince yourself this is okay. And is there any chance that convincing yourself that this is okay was actually you now trying to tell yourself, look, it's fine. You're gonna be fine. I don't know. I think I love thinking not only that direction, but also as you sit here right now, is there ever a time you close your eyes to meditate and wonder if you way years from now is trying to tell you something now?
Does that make sense? Yes. So you're saying like, if I like had some sort of loss, right, or some sort of fear, and I like meditate on it or just put myself into a real quiet, thoughtful place about it, that if I tune into a place that lets me like let that go, maybe I am communicating.
Yeah.
This is so funny because in the last episode, I also said, remember, I was like, I'm going to forget this alien abducting fish catching bit.
Yeah.
And future Dan is going to be mad at me. So I'm experiencing, and I actually said, I'm experiencing the disappointment now that future Dan is going to have.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Which will happen.
Yes.
Because I'll forget.
Yeah.
And then I'll go, oh, damn it. So did I already do that?
Yeah. Yeah,
so does that mean in the future there was a time where I put a hand on my own shoulder and was like, I'm Matt Damon myself, who we also talked about in last week's episode, where I go, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's not your fault, man.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
But imagine that, because I know that people do, there is sort of a therapy to that where people do try to, you know, they say, well, you know, try to tell your younger self that they're going to be okay. But I think it got me thinking like, well, what if that's actually something you are capable of communicating? Mm-hmm. Like, I would love to believe that time travel is a real thing. It would probably be just apocalyptic if someone could do that. But there's a part of me that's like
crazy. If time's a flat circle and time travel is possible, then it's already happened.
Yeah.
Yes. Because we're just measuring time to fit our fucking small brains.
Yes. But and our perception of it.
Right.
Yes.
So when somebody's like, well, you know how there aren't time travelers? Why? And they're like, because nobody's come back from the future yet. I'd be like, yeah, but haven't they?
Yeah.
Because it is theoretically possible. Like, this is one of the reasons I love Interstellar.
Yeah.
Is because of how much it plays with time.
Yeah.
It's the closest I've ever come to understanding how time is a construct.
Yeah.
I still don't really understand it.
Yeah.
Like I have committed myself to the idea that time is relative. I've committed myself to the idea that we created time to help us understand aging and memory and like all of that.
Yeah.
But I'll admit, maybe other pennies and pallors are there with me. I really don't fucking understand it.
Yeah.
Like, but in Interstellar, like in the wave planet where what was it? Like every 13 minutes is 20 years or something.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
It was like, I should probably watch it again because that's the closest I've ever gotten to being like, yeah, time doesn't.
Yeah.
Like a day on Mars is different than a day here, but if you're there, it feels like a day.
Yes. Which is, to me,
but a day, we've created day. What is day?
In the world of like, well, going to this planet for this long, you will come back and it will have been 300 years because of whatever dynamic. To me, that is like so fascinating to go, to just step back and go, how do we understand anything? And also, how are we still so stupid? How are we so stupid to still be the type of species that we are when things are so much bigger than the stupid things we fight about or believe in, when they are truly so much more epic than almost we can even imagine. But yeah, I think I maybe have a little bit of a vulnerability when I do talk like these things, because I have put up like my theories of like, what if when you die this, and like I've definitely gone through phases where someone has like mocked that and I've been like, oh, okay. So it's crazy. Mm-hmm. I think I've put it in my mind like, oh, that's a crazy thing. Whereas, you know, as I've gotten older and aged, there's no part of me that feels an embarrassment or that it is like actually crazy, because the realistic thing is that, well, it really could be anything because we have no clue. We really don't have any clue. But I think that's what I liked about this letter, is because it tapped into that for me, where it was like, you know, oh, I was about to tell my my elementary age self something, but then I woke up. And it just makes me think, God, but what if you really were? What if you really actually were in a space where, not physically, you don't walk up and look like a child predator, because maybe you're not even seen, but maybe your elementary age self senses it, because you've had times in your life where you have just felt things and you've sensed things. And I don't mean paranormal and I don't mean ghosts. I just mean something just kind of shook your spine, or like you got excited or elated or so. I think about it as like a kid all the time, that you would have these feelings, that you just, you had no understanding of what it was. But what if it was something? Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we will say that babies can are visited by their ancestors. Mm-hmm. And it isn't abrasively shocking because the baby doesn't understand what death is or that a, right. or what a ghost is.
Right.
And some people say the ancestors come and visit the baby and blah, blah, blah. And I know there's people that go, that's not what happens. And those same people are like, when you die, you go to God's dinner restaurant and you meet him. And they use the
they
pronoun
give you
him
a buzzer
when they talk about
and
God.
Then they tell and, you, please
and
wait.
And you carry a harp and you can fly. But there is this part of me, it's like, God, what if all of those moments are like that? What if TC's elementary age self also felt that presence and was like, ah, I feel like someone was about to... Did you hear that? Did you feel that? Did
you
feel that gust of
like
wind?
Multiple dimensions. Like,
yeah.
What if that version of you doesn't feel bad about eating the bass?
Yeah.
And kind of goes on to live a different life.
Completely different. Because of one choice.
Right.
It fascinates me to no end how the multiverse can be...
Have you read Dark Matter
infinite.
Yet?
Infinite. No.
I want you to so bad.
Well, I never will, and that's my
word. Damn it.
That's my promise to the listenership. I love that word, listenership. What if anything, let's go straight to the question. What if anything would each of you tell your younger selves if you could go about this? And this was like, how would you make them believe you? Which I think is
great.
Well,
I don't really have big regrets.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to. You'd have to have a big regret, like but you never moved to LA or something.
Right.
Yeah.
But like, I would say everything you think about doing comedy is right. Not in terms of being funny, but when I was 18, I was like, I'm just going to move to New York and start doing comedy.
Yeah.
And I got talked out of it.
Yeah.
So it was 10 years before I moved somewhere to go do comedy.
Yeah.
And the reason I say I don't have regrets is because that 10 years informed a lot of the comic that I am.
Right. Yeah.
And really like informed the type of person that I am on and off stage. It's like, it's extremely valuable to me.
Yes.
Even as a writer, there's so much I draw upon from that time. Now I think that like, could I still have done that? And I'm so much grounded in like my hometown and my family in the Midwest that I still would have gotten a lot of life experiences outside of a comedy industry. Sure. So I don't live with it as a regret,
but I would
tell that kid, like, just go.
But are you the one that told that kid to not go?
Right.
Are you the one,
Mary Beth,
that is sitting here? But are you the one right now that was the internal voice that decided Mary Beth was right? Because... Right. Despite what all outside things influence you to do or not do,
right. You
still do have to decide. And there were plenty of people who probably were like, fuck yeah, I moved to New York City. That's awesome. But what if you now, today, reflect back on it and you're like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't go. And that moment in time
is
communicated with your younger self.
I'm going to be crazy, right?
Yeah.
Let's say I go and at 24 years old, I get
you're a pimp
hit by a bus in New York City and I died.
Okay.
Because I went that route, right?
Yeah.
And so some energy from that time came back and was like, don't go.
Don't go. You die.
Yeah. Don't go. Now, this is why you and I talk about this movie a lot. And spoiler alert.
Ghost.
I'm giving it to everyone. God, I love Ghost.
Okay.
Spoiler alert. I'm giving everybody a heads up that I'm going to talk about Endgame.
If you haven't seen Endgame yet, go ahead and hit pause and then hit the 15 seconds forward about five times.
The reason... Make it 10. The reason Doctor Strange is so sad is because in that one scenario that they beat Thanos, Tony dies. And
yes.
And he knows it.
He knows it the whole time.
He knows it the whole time.
Yes.
And so maybe these scenarios have all already played out.
Yes.
And this was the one for you.
Yes.
That doesn't mean it doesn't come with hardships,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
I.e. Endgame. But it is your path if you want this to work out. And maybe it maybe that one way you didn't listen to until you died. Or maybe you did listen to it and you did die, but the relationships that you made and the things that you did like were worth it. And it wasn't the way you wanted to go, whether that was cancer or a boss or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like... Who knows, right? Like there is all these possibilities, and it's like, this is the one. You're not going to go do comedy until your late 20s.
Right.
That's the way.
Yeah.
That's just the way it's going to go.
Yeah.
I don't know, Roar.
I mean, I'm fascinated by it because you can look at decisions you've made or decisions you, the direction your decisions made and where you ended up and what you do. And it's so interesting to look, like I look back and I go, oh, I committed more to this sport. Or what if I actually tried harder at this sport? Or, you know, when I graduated college, I was going to, right. Actually, when my season ended, which is in the fall, going into winter of 2002, my plan was to graduate in 2003 and move to England and try to play at a lower division and see if I could work my way up as a soccer player.
Yeah.
And I got out of shape. I played in the five spring games that year because we lost so many seniors. We sort of had to play so they could play their spring games.
Yeah.
And so we came back and played all, you know, no longer motivated to be soccer players because our careers are done.
Right.
We're all out of shape. We've all been drinking and being college students who now have no obligation to like stay in shape for this thing. And that's when it kind of occurred to me. I was like, I had a moment of going, if I allowed myself to get this out of shape, then it means that this is not the thing that I should do. And I've been doing this since I was 5 years old. It's time to like do something else. Mm-hmm. It's time to see who else I am other than Rory Scovel, soccer player. Mm-hmm. And I've often thought about like, well, that was a big choice that kind of also just like happened. I say that to people all the time. When if a younger comic or someone is interviewing me for something, if they want to know, like, you know, how'd you get started? Walk me through it. Like, what got you from that day to right now? I tell them, I honestly kind of don't know. It's kind of just been like this thing that is in motion. It's like when you get on a train, you know all the stops that are going to happen, but you have no clue where on the map you are. Right. You're just on the train doing your own thing. And when you pull into a station, you stop, oh, that's where we are. But geographically, you're not following what Amtrak is, where they're taking you. A career is kind of like that. You just are going and it's influenced by, you know, by whatever. I couldn't tell you gigs I took or didn't take or auditions I took seriously or didn't take seriously. There is an element of it that has always felt like it's not really in my control. Like when people say things are just going to happen the way that they happen, I do believe in the free will to make decisions. This takes us back to a way old episode of free will. But there is also part of it that is kind of like, well, I don't know. Would this have just ended up the way that it ends up?
Right.
Like, for instance, if you were recording your a special tonight for HBO and you were like, man, I really need to go home and really go over my hour. And then maybe you do it and you show up and it's great because you really went over it. But what if you go, you know, I'm not going to go over it. And then you go shoot the special and because you didn't go over it, it's great because you found something else in your interview. It's almost like, well, which was the right...
Right
thing.
Right.
It's only making me realize now that maybe there's just this element of fear that informs all these things because you would go home to work on the hour out of fear that it wouldn't go well.
Right.
And perhaps not be in the position of going, I just found this other thing because I just didn't over prepare. That'd be some what it is. So it's strange.
They wouldn't prepare because they almost want the guarantee of failure because it's better than the risk of trying really hard and failing.
I think there are some personalities like that for sure.
They self-sabotage.
Yeah. I think we know a lot of those
people.
There was I am that person.
There was a run at UCB where it was bad show after bad show.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like on purpose. Like I would see these other groups and I'd go, yeah, but none of you seemed like you didn't have props.
Yeah.
Like it looked like all of you just were wearing clothes you found out 20 minutes ago you were supposed to do a show in.
Yeah.
And it was like, the audience, I feel, can feel that commitment level or lack thereof. And so, like,
yeah,
you kind of all half-assed it so that then you could then go, well, it didn't go good, but it's not like we're really trying.
Right, right.
And it's like, yeah.
Like, had we tried, it would have been great. And you're like, well, you'll never know.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I could go on about this forever because I love the what if of time and like communication with future self and younger self. So I think to this question, I couldn't, I'm not entirely sure what I would tell my younger self, but I will tell you what time and experience I now know from communication from my younger self is to appreciate people and moments mm-hmm. more. And I feel like that's something I learned from the mistakes of a younger person whose perception was approached those relationships and moments in time differently. And I'm still learning it. So I would say it's a little reverse for me. That's what I feel like I've learned from my younger self. And I hope to communicate that to my older self to get better at that and slow the fuck down.
You could.
Yeah.
You could be.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, I love it. Thanks, TC.
I love it too. TC, thank you so much. We wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Rory Scovel
and Daniel Scovel.
Hey, Pennies and Pallers. If you want to make healthy choices, but life keeps getting in the way, Magic Spoon is here to help. It's amazing taste without all the bad stuff.
That's right. Magic Spoon cereal has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs. Plus, only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free.
And guess what? We've got exciting news. Magic Spoon has released a super delicious new flavor called Birthday Cake, because that's what the flavor is. Birthday Cake Magic Spoon will be available in a special 5-pack for a limited time only, so get it while you can.
Or build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, and cinnamon.
Is it crazy that I treat Magic Spoon as a dessert sometimes?
No.
Like before I go to bed, I want to have a bowl of Magic Spoon.
You know what it is? It's one of those things where you go, I'm going to have a bowl, like maybe you're between meals and you want a snack, yes. Or it's post, oh my God, you had an early dinner, but then you can't help but have like 3 bowls and you could go a fourth, but you have to pull yourself off.
Yeah. Hey, and guess what? If you're listening from Canada, Magic Spoon now ships there as well.
That's right. All you have to do is go to magicspoon.com/penpals to grab the new limited edition birthday cake or a custom bundle of cereal to try it today.
And be sure to use our promo code PENPALS at checkout to save $5 off your order. This offer is now good anywhere in the US or Canada, but only when you use our code at checkout.
Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember, to get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal, go to magicspoon.com/penpals and use the code PENPALS to save $5 off. Pennies, Pallers, with most phone plans, if you get a great deal, there's usually some sort of catch. Well, guess what? Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month, no catch.
Mint Mobile is the first company to sell wireless service online only. By cutting out retail stores, there are no crazy overhead costs that you end up paying for. Instead, Mint just passes on sweet savings direct to you.
And all plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
That's exactly right.
It works.
Yeah.
It's just simple and easy.
It's simple,
it's easier
easy.
Than you think it's going to be.
I think because changing phone plans and all
head,
that stuff.
You're like, oh, I got to go do this for 4 hours.
It's like buying a car. You right. got to sit and you got to fill out all the forms and everything. This is not that mm-mm. in any way. You no. take the card, you put it in your phone, you keep your own, your old phone.
Yep. Yeah. With any Mint Mobile plan, you keep the same phone number and your phone with all of your existing contacts.
And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money back guarantee. Switch to Mint Mobile mm-hmm. and get premium wireless mm-hmm. service starting at just $15 a month.
In fact, to get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get it shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/penpals.
That's mintmobile.com/penpals.
Hey friends, if you've been wanting to try out meditation but can't carve out the time, you should check out Headspace.
That's right. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. And it is one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research.
Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere.
They even have a 3-minute SOS meditation.
Need some help falling asleep? Headspace has wind-down sessions their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations you can do with your kids.
Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I've had it for months now, maybe 6 months, maybe a little bit less, and it's great. I especially use the sleep sort of story things. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, but for me, it's more about, I like the ones that are just like, I'm going to zone out.
Yes.
Need that sometimes.
Yeah. It's the absolute best. Trying to fall asleep with it has been very successful for me.
Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits and 600,000 5-star reviews and over 60 million downloads.
You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. So go to headspace.com/pals.
That's headspace.com/pals for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation.
Go to headspace.com/pals today.
Hey, Pennies and Pallers, we're back. I want to remind all of you that maybe you're listening to this the first time. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Yeah. Go to iTunes. You can rate, review, and subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Let us know that you like our cackling idiotry. And then also, if you ever want to send us a letter, thepenpalspod@gmail.com. That's the best place to do it.
Yeah.
When the world opens up a little bit more, maybe we'll have a P.O. box for you guys.
Yep.
Or an in-studio address again.
And for all listeners who've been here from the jump, or people that are becoming Pallers and Pennies and deciding to be involved in any way whatsoever with this show, Pen Pals. We got some big announcements coming up in June. So
yeah,
keep tuning in.
All right, here's my letter. Ready?
Yeah.
Hi, fellas. Is that our second fellas today? Was TC fellas too? Hi, fellas. Are there certain things in your life that you absolutely positively have to have in a particular brand, i.e. it's got to be Heinz ketchup or Skippy peanut butter, asking a restaurant about Pepsi or Coke products, hand soap, TP, whatever it might be. In my life, there's just certain stuff that I've got to have from those that have mastered it, and anything less is a hard pass. Curious if you do anything similar. Binged you guys hard over the quarantine and am now a Paller, looking forward to every Wednesday. I know this won't spark anything close to a sandwich rant. You never know. But would love to hear you cackle about it. Curtis and KC. First of all,
that's almost like a radio sign up. You're listening to Curtis and KC on 94.3.
Now you made me think of something else. I just want to say thanks for being a Paller, buddy. Yep. Go to danielvankirk.com or Rory's Linktree if you want to get some merch. Get yourself a Pallerino
shirt. Get merch.
Okay. Curtis and Casey, first of all, you made me think of this.
Okay.
Listen to a little bit of you on 97.9 The Rat Race.
Yeah. The goose. Yeah, the mongoose.
Yeah, it
was great. mongoose and Donnie.
And then I'm sure they'll ask me soon. So, Roar.
By the way, right out of the gate, Heinz ketchup, 1,000,000%.
Yeah, that's
when your someone's jam? Like, I've got this other brand ketchup, I'm like, it's not even Hunt's. And also, I don't even want Hunt's. I want Heinz ketchup. If we're doing ketchup, I want to be Heinz. I can.
You said this when we got to have a Hoosiers night. We were talking about condiments.
This was a real moment.
I haven't shared that Hoosiers picture night. Yet.
Hoosiers
plate,
night?
Of the plate of food that yeah. you made me.
Yeah.
And it's great because it incorporates what you're talking about, and you fucking know it incorporates what I'm about yes. to talk about.
Yes.
So wait, Heinz is your jam?
Heinz.
Do you move around on mustard? I mean, I love a good yellow mustard. Heinz yellow mustard is obviously classic
I'm
and great.
But if you're
like, hey, try this mustard, put that on your burger, yeah. I'll go for it.
I will too. Yeah. I will too. I'm not a big mustard guy.
I love a good mustard. And I'll try them. I've forgotten more than I've loved.
Mayonnaise. Like if I'm doing a burger, I'm doing mayonnaise, thing. Mustard, and ketchup. But also if you said there's no mustard, I'm like, that's fine. I want mayonnaise and ketchup together.
And you're a mayonnaise man?
I like mayonnaise, yeah.
You don't fuck with Miracle Whip?
I love Miracle Whip.
Me too.
I love it.
Isn't
when people
it crazy?
Mock it, I'm like, I don't understand why you're mocking it. It's a delicious little mayonnaise-esque.
Yes. It's a dressing.
Yeah, it's a dressing. It's a dressing.
But here's what's crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't it wild that there's so many different types of mayonnaise and then there's Miracle Whip?
That's right.
Nobody out. Like, yeah. Is anybody
what
getting
What is it? The sugar? Miracle Whip's sweeter, right?
It's got to be.
I think it's a little sweeter. But here's the thing.
So Miracle Whip, dude. Oh, here's the thing. You take some Miracle Whip up at the cabin.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Let me throw this at you. Miracle Whip.
Little boar's head.
Little bit of ketchup. Little bit of Thousand Island.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you stir it together?
Stir that up. Tell me that's not an amazing sauce.
I'll try it.
Ugh. Groucho's, sandwich place in the South. They have something called the Formula 45 sauce, and I'm pretty sure I just gave it away. I think that's what it is. I think it's Thousand Island mayonnaise,
there?
No, and ketchup. Well, they're Miracle Whip, I think. And it's so good. You're not only dipping your hoagie in it, you're dipping potato chips. Not fries. Mm-hmm. Potato chips. You're like, give me a little more of that sauce on there.
How do we work it out that when we do a Pen Pals tour, we also shoot a food show? That it doesn't reinvent any wheel.
No.
It's just us.
We just eat at a place. We just eat at a place and we go, this is really good.
Really
we don't even
good.
Learn how it's made.
Really good.
We don't talk to the chef.
Nothing.
We don't announce we're shooting.
We get it to go.
We get it to go.
We went.
We get it to go. You learn nothing about it. God, now I want one of those sandwiches. My mouth is
What's
watering.
It called? Groucho's?
Groucho's, and the sandwich I always get is the I think it's the STP or the Apollo. I'll go with either one of those.
Now look, I already alluded to it. I'm sure Annie's is wonderful. And I'm sure everybody's uncle's macaroni that he makes with the ribs is great. But Kraft Spirals.
You know what you like.
Oh my God.
But here's the thing.
People like, probably think it's a bit at this
you've
point.
You've got your favorite.
It's not a bit.
But you step back and you go, hey, if you're sitting here and you're saying you've got to try this mac and cheese, I'm going to love it. I know
of
I'm going to love it.
Of course, unless it's pasty.
Exactly. I mean, people have screwed it up.
Yes.
It's hard to screw it up.
Right.
But you'll sit there and go, I'll eat three fucking helpings of it. I love it. I love mac and cheese.
Yes.
But if someone says, do you want that or do you want this other? You're like, well, this other's my favorite.
Right.
Like, yeah, I'm nothing against this one.
No.
But I like that one. However, with this Heinz thing, I am anti-Hunts.
You're anti-Hunts?
I don't want Hunts. I want Heinz.
Where are you on laundry detergent? I'm all over the fucking place.
I'll just whatever.
Me too.
I don't care.
And then I'll wash my clothes at somebody else's house or my aunt and uncle's, and they smell so fucking good. I'm like, how'd you do this?
Yeah.
And then I go to do my own laundry. Can't recreate it at all.
No. I don't even know what I think we use the pods. The packets.
I always feel like it's not enough. Sometimes I'm like,
I don't fucking know what I'm doing.
No?
What's another brand? What is like another?
Tide, All, Gain, Downy.
No, I mean outside of that. Like when they say TP, I don't really care. Hand soap, I don't really care.
No, but I do always pick Meyer's hand soap. I like it.
I like it.
That's what I'll go with.
I like it. Yeah.
TP, there's some one here at the grocery store that I tend to always grab. I do like a quality toilet paper.
You should.
But what I really
You're
like.
You're a human.
You know what I really want?
What?
I want a bidet.
Yeah, get one. They're not that expensive.
Tushy?
I don't know. No, it's not Tushy. I don't remember what it is. But they're great.
And they're great for the environment. They're
great for the environment. Good hygiene.
Here, you ready for this one?
Pepsi Coke products.
Nike.
You're a Nike guy.
Through and through.
Yeah.
I would never even buy Adidas's.
Yeah.
And they look good.
Yeah. It's just not you.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe it isn't even real. Maybe it's just made up in my head.
Yeah.
Growing up. But we're talking ages probably 8 through 16, 17.
Yeah.
Every type of shoes I would literally run through. Like just break. Except Nikes. Maybe it's the way I run. Maybe it's the way they make the shoe. Maybe it's
more
the combination.
Durable.
For me,
yeah.
Very. Now, I'll go. I got a nice pair of boots. I like wearing those on stage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to be Nike boots.
Right.
But when I'm buying shoes, Nike.
You know, here's what I want to know. Is there any brand where, and I'm using this as a hypothetical, but like, is there any brand where you prefer the faux brand? Like there's Nike, but then you're like, you know what? I've been wearing these Mikeys and I fucking love Mikeys. Like, is there any like thing where you actually don't like the thing that is the established thing and you actually like the like side
one?
So
here's the deal. Growing up.
Like, for instance, like Honey Smack, like Smack cereal. But it's like, oh, I like snacks better.
I'm telling you, growing up, my mom would say, you know, like, we would look, I'm not trying to paint you some big, like, sad photo, right? But, like, there were times that
but
were hard.
The listeners should know there's a paintbrush and there's paints and a canvas.
Here. Right. And I'm going to paint a photograph.
And he's doing the fucking intro to Cheers right now. It's very weird, but it's very accurate.
The bowler hat. So remember when I was a kid and I was like, is this them younger?
I thought it too.
Oh my God.
You want to know why? Because the guy holding up the picture that says Coach, we won kind of looks like Coach. Or it is Coach.
Dude, I literally was like, is this them younger?
I always wondered it.
Because that's what they were doing on Family Ties.
I know. Yeah.
And Growing Pains.
And but here's the thing. I only had that thought because of that Coach.
God, you just answered a question because that I've
Because of Coach,
held
I was like,
head.
Wait, is it related?
But it's not Coach.
Then you get older and you realize it's not Coach. And you realize, of course it's none of them. It's history. Know. Yeah.
Dude, I really thought it.
I thought it because I thought that was Coach. That's why I thought it.
Oh my God.
That one moment where it says we won. I think it says we won.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like
I've never said that to anybody in my life.
Okay. What a shared secret.
But
that was your older self saying, dude, finally tell someone.
I know. A little hand on my shoulder saying it's okay.
That's what you're communicating back. Such low stakes information.
But my mom would say, you know, yes, times are tough for us right now.
Yeah.
But she would say, there are some things you just gotta buy the name brand. So more of my life was the knockoff.
Yeah.
And I think there was a knockoff version of Little Debbie's that I liked more than the Little Debbie.
Yeah. Do you think that's because you grew up with it and you were just like, flavor is there. Maybe. The nostalgia's there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But dude, if we're like, I'll fuck with others, but you're telling me don't care about the sodium, don't care about the carbs, you get what you want. I'm buying Tostitos rounds.
Yeah.
The rounds.
Yeah.
I don't want the scoops. They're fine. But Tostitos rounds, dude.
Rounds.
If we're going frozen pizza, I don't fuck with anything other than Tombstone. You get your posing delivery ass DiGiorno out of here.
There's not been the level of passion that you just said Tombstone is like if that was a 10, that's the first time you've hit a 10 on this show.
I'm telling you, man.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm a Tombstone guy.
When you went Android a couple years ago, I didn't even know who you were. That's another thing.
I didn't know who I was either.
What is Rory doing?
I liked it, but I'll tell you what. Now that I'm back to iPhone, I realize I'm like, oh, none of my pictures go through to Android. Anybody's got like, I have a Google Pixel phone. I'm like, I can't send you this picture I want to show you. And sometimes you send it to a whole group and it's like not delivered. And you're like, not delivered to the whole group?
No.
Or not delivered to the green?
Just one holdout.
And it's all green.
Yeah.
I now realize.
So yeah, I have, I guess I have a lot of stuff where I'm like, you just got to go with the thing.
The thing, yeah.
And it's worth it sometimes. Sometimes it's the best for a reason.
I'm trying to think what I'm like, the Bose most is gonna be the best about.
Fucking speakers you get. And I'm sure there's better ones. Don't get me wrong. But like, Bose is Bose for a fucking reason.
Yeah.
And they're priced accordingly.
You know, I will say in terms of our jobs, I do prefer to fly Delta.
I'm a Southwest guy.
And it's I don't know that I think it's just because I've done Delta so much that I think I'm just familiar with what to expect. Mm-hmm. And I used to hate flying so much and was so afraid of it that I'm like, well, no, I'm every expectation, knowing what's going to happen is already what's caused me to sit here and be calm.
Dude,
granted I've flown so much that now it doesn't really matter.
Yes.
But with Delta, it is like, I know where to be.
Dude,
I know.
I've had Southwest do things for me that are like above and beyond.
You had to fly the plane.
Dude.
Yeah.
I landed it.
What?
Yeah.
Daniel.
No, there was a time I was so late to a show in Boston. I mean, I had the time way off.
Yeah.
Like hours off.
Yeah.
They had to start the show without me.
Yeah.
They got it moved to a closer gate to the entrance exit to the airport and allowed me to be the first one off the plane.
And how did they know?
I told them.
You said I screwed up.
They're like, we'll take care of you.
Yeah.
And then every time I've ever tried to get on a different flight, every time, I've always gotten it.
They've always should switch to Southwest.
And now I know that eventually they're going to cancel a flight and fuck me. Right?
It happens.
Every person who's like, you guys fucked me canceling that flight, I'm switching to United. Newsflash comic who I love, also a dear friend.
Yeah.
United's going to do that to you too.
All of them, yes.
So to me, it comes down to who does the extra that isn't the normal, because they're all going to fail at the thing you expect eventually.
I will say that I have canceled a Southwest flight and I think was given a credit of the amount that I spent.
You always are.
And I was like, that is remarkable. Which, what is crazy is that that should be the norm.
It is, yeah.
And well, so when someone does the thing fees. That's like so easy to do,
yeah.
you're like, oh my God, thank you so much. It's truly like a guy opening a door for like a grandmother coming out of a restaurant and the grandmother being like, oh my God, thank you so much. You're like, well, that's nice, I'm not going to hold the door. Right. This is what you do. And that's almost like how Southwest is like, well, of course. I mean, say thank you, but we're just giving you your money back that you didn't use because you didn't take a flight.
And in fact, we're crediting you. Yeah. So you're eventually
other airlines are like, well, you spent $600 round trip. We can give you 200 of that back. And you're like, go. What did you spend it on? No, I thought it was for me.
No, we just took it.
We just keep it. Yeah. We just get to keep it because you caused us some problems.
Yeah, because of this phone call.
Yeah.
Oh man. So there's a lot of stuff. Love. I think it comes down to Heinz Tombstone and Spiral's mac and cheese. That's the big hitters.
If you have to have
that we've walked away from this and Nike.
Heinz for me. I will say this, and this is I'm not doing this to be a plug guy. I'm not. But one thing Daniel and I, when we talk about Magic Spoon, it's because it is not the name brand of those cereals.
No.
And it tastes so good, like those name brand things, without all of the shit that comes in those name brand things.
And if you're a person like me who's trying to eat more protein, it's good I'm eating it.
So if you've ever listened to this show and you're like, man, they really get hyped for the Magic Spoon, it's because we're not just reading the ad we were given to like, here, say the ad. Like that is what you do. Right. Even though we do try all the stuff that we've been given. But the Magic Spoon has an effect on us because it's a product that taps directly into the nostalgia of like these crazy name brand cereals you ate as a kid. And now you're eating it without all the guilt that way. Like if I was going to eat the shit that I ate as a kid, I would maybe be dead by now. I would have so much sugar in my fucking body.
You would be a different person.
And so I think that's why that's like a name brand thing where you go, oh, this is like the better non-name brand thing. It's healthier and it has the same, I get the same thing from it. I will say like, you know, if I was going to get like hot dogs or hamburgers, stuff like that, like if someone's like, hey, let's get a takeout of a burger, then it, you know, it's like how you grew up where you're like, well, are you McDonald's? Are you Whopper? Like now it is like, especially out here,
Whopper.
But out here where you have like high quality burger options.
Yeah.
There is a thing where you're like, if I'm going to have a burger and I'm going to eat like that, I might as well go great. I would say at that level, I'm probably like someone's like, hey, we're getting fast food. I'm like, let's do Shake Shack then.
Right.
I want a Shake Shack.
Well, dude, if we were in Chicago, we'd do Rev.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
I haven't had Rev
I can't
yet.
Believe we haven't talked about your night with Muser.
You want to talk about it on a Patreon app?
Dude, let's page.
Okay.
You guys got to get to the page. If you want to know what Muser's up to, you got to get to the page.
It'll be a fun story. Trust me.
Muser was supposed to be, and potentially will be,
why not?
Very nearly a guest on this show.
I'm sure again
he's listening
weeks.
Right now going, fuck those guys.
No.
No, he loves us.
Good.
We love him.
All right. Those are our defaults. We could go on and on. That's why I love our pennies and our palace. Oh, hey, whatever you got going on, whatever you're thinking about, whatever you want to talk about, just send us a letter.
Send it to us.
Send it to us. Until then, thank you so much. We wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Daniel Van Scovel
and Rory Kirk.
If it wasn't so long ago.
Starburns Avenue, a podcast network.